chapter 2, Mishnah 2. It says, Moedi Rabbi Yishua ba'omet lachavar. Rabbi Yishua agrees regarding one who says to his friend, Sadezu shalavicha hayasa v'lakachtia hemenu. This field was your father's, and I bought it from your father. Shu ne'eman. And we believe such a person. Wa she'apeshe asar hu'apeshe hiter. The mouth that forbade is the mouth that permitted. So this is quite a famous principle that you find often in the Gemara. And the principle, the mouth that forbade is the mouth that permitted. So if you see over here, he says, this field was your father's, and I bought it for him, right? And I bought it from him. So the guy could have said nothing. He didn't have to admit in the first place that the field was your father's, in which case he would have ended up at the same situation. He would have been the owner of the field. So the fact that he said the field is your father's and I bought it for him, we believe him. And we believe him because he could have just kept shtum and he could have kept the field. And that's the principle of the mouth that forbade is the mouth that permitted. But ve'im yesh edim shishal aviv. But if there were witnesses that the field was the father's. So now it wasn't his mouth that forbade, right? Ve'hu omer, and then he just said, v'lakachtia amin, I bought it from your father. So in that case, he's not. We don't believe him. We only believe him if he is the very one who admits that the field was at some point the father's, and I bought it from the father. But if someone else testified that the field was the father's, and this guy just comes along and he says, I bought the field, then we don't believe him. See that principle? You know, it's quite an important principle. So it brings in the cards over exactly what this mission is doing. In this position over here, and he says actually Rabbi Yeshua used it in an earlier argument in one of the Mishnahs, where he said that after you betrothed me, I was violated. The woman said, after you betrothed me, I was violated. So she could have said over there she was injured by a piece of wood. She didn't have to say I was violated. And so the Gemara goes through it. Yeah, the Karti just quotes the Gemara in the introduction because the Gemara asks, what is this Mishnah doing in this place? And essentially that was the answer over there.